The essence of flexibility is the willingness to let go. Surveys of centenarians often ask, "What do you believe are the reasons that account for your long and healthy life? Is it your diet? Have you been exercising your whole life? Have you avoided tobacco? Do you drink alcohol?" The intent of these questions, of course, is to identify common principles that could help us all live longer, healthier lives. Surprisingly, the most common explanation that our most senior citizens offer for their long life is their ability to let go. Long-living people have flexibility and resiliency when facing the inevitable challenges in life. If you live to be 100 years old, chances are good you have experienced challenges and losses. Yet these super seniors have been able to move through adversity and get on with their lives. They relinquish their hold on experiences that do not serve them. They let go and move on. From an Ayurvedic perspective, this ability to deal with what is happening but not incur residual damage is a symptom of strong digestive power known in Sanskrit as Agni. The expression digestive power is applied not just to the ability to digest foods, but to digest all experiences in life. Agni is the root of the English word ignite, referring to the power of fire to metabolize things. A strong Agni enables you to digest what life presents without carrying unprocessed residues which inhibit your ability to fully embrace life. A strong digestive power is an essential feature of people who live long, vital lives. Learning to let go is necessary because life is a process of continual change and transformation. Attempting to stop change by holding on is fighting the natural force of evolution. Ultimately, nature will have its way, and your struggle against the river of life will exact its toll on your physiology. The wear and tear born of resistance accelerates aging. Relinquishing your resistance and embracing change reverses aging. Learning to let go does not mean relinquishing your intentions. Your intentions and desires orchestrate the course of your life and catalyze the experiences you need to evolve to higher levels of awareness. Flexibility does, however, require letting go of your attachment to a specific outcome. You cannot control the outcome of a situation, and holding rigidly to your idea about how things should be leads to strain, stress, and aging. Bear in mind the following expression, which we heard from a spiritual teacher. "When things don't seem to go my way, I let go of my attachment to how I think they should be, trusting that I'm not seeing the big picture. If I knew the big picture, I would understand that there is a reason for things unfolding the way they are, and that the cosmos has a plan for me much grander than anything I have conceived." Letting go and detaching from outcome is the essence of genuine power and offers the only real possibility of security. Detachment from a particular outcome implies a willingness to step into the unknown. This is the real meaning of flexibility. Attachment to the known is attachment to the past. The past is stability. The past is inertia. The past is stagnation. Attachment to the known, attachment to the past, accelerates aging. Most people spend their entire lives seeking security through their attachments. Attachments are usually to positions and possessions. Because these attachments rarely bring security or happiness, people often believe their problem is that they need greater positions or more possessions. "If I just had more money, if I just had a better job, then I would feel secure and happy." Money, positions, possession cannot substitute for real security, which can only come from within. Paradoxically, finding genuine and lasting security comes from surrendering to the wisdom of uncertainty. It means cultivating an inner attitude of curiosity and acceptance. Relinquishing your resistance and embracing change reverses aging.